All right, welcome. This is Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com and the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And I've got two very special guests joining me here. You're going to love to hear from them. It's Ty and Charlene Bollinger, the creators of the Propaganda Exposed documentary series that was originally, the earlier version was released, I don't know, I think a year ago or earlier this year. And a lot has changed since then. So they've got a big announcement about what is happening now, what's new. They join me now to cover that. Welcome, Ty and Charlene. We love you both. It's great to have you on.
Mike, it's great to be on.
Thanks for having us. Yes, we're happy to be here.
Oh, I'm just happy to have you here. I appreciate you joining me. So I gave a little teaser there, Propaganda Exposed. You've got something new coming out. Ty, what you want to just kind of lay it out for us? What do you got?
Sure. Yeah. So back in May, we released Propaganda Exposed, 8 episodes. Over the summer, so much has happened. So much craziness has happened. You're covering it every day. You know what we're talking about, brother.
Yeah.
That we there's so much new material, flip-flops from the CDC's, you know, document dumps, releases from Pfizer, the proof that the government's been colluding with the big tech to censor us. Stuff like that's happened that we felt like we needed to add to the series. So we got new interviews with people that were not in the original series, like Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock, Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Artis. We even interviewed Stu Peters, Sean Stone, Isai Morales, the actor from Hollywood. Yeah. We got a lot of new interviews, like 10 actually new interviews that were not in the first one. We've added about 7 to 8 hours of footage. And I've gone back and I've remastered the first 8 episodes, adding content and interviews to all of those. We reshot the whole studio shot, so it looks and feels like a totally different documentary. Plus, we added episode 9, which is brand new. And it's a 2.5 hour final episode. So all in all, we're talking about a 9 episode docuseries that you can watch for free. It's 20 plus hours of total footage between the 9 episodes. And it really is going to feel like a brand new docuseries because so much has happened over the summer.
That's extraordinary. I guess you just love to work. I mean, you never stop working. And given the way the world is going right now, you're never going to have an opportunity to stop working because there's always going to be more propaganda, more opportunities to expose it. I mean, that's where we are. Let me just give out the URL for people who want to watch the trailer and then register to watch the entire film for free. And that's thetruthaboutcancer.us. thetruthaboutcancer.us. And we'll explain a little bit how that works. But how do you ever wrap this up? Is that even possible?
That's a good question. Yeah, there's so much propaganda that we're being hit with. And you're right. You know, both Charlene and I, we just look at this. This is our mission, to continue to educate people. And so that's why we work so hard at doing it, because we really want to provide a free country and a future for our kids. And it's the line in the sand time now. And it's time to, you know, fish or cut bait, as they used to say.
Yeah, right. Well, let me go to Charlene and ask what this is covering just overall. I mean, the big picture. I mean, people can read the table of contents, essentially. But Charlene, from your point of view, what is this really all about?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, the big point of view, the reason that we do what we do is so that people don't have to die needlessly. And what we're seeing now through these crazy COVID years is, you know, what you have been saying, Mike, for so many years, and what so many others have been saying, what we have been saying and pegged as disinformation dozen agents who, as hologram Biden called us, killers. I beg to differ. You look at VAERS website and we see the numbers, and that's only 1% of the whole, according to our government, some say 10%. But this shot has adversely affected more people than all of the rest of them combined. If our content would have gotten out into the world in the beginning of this, so many people would have been spared. And it's heartbreaking to see people now died suddenly, is what they're saying, died suddenly. It's a sudden adult death syndrome, simply copying the terminology about the kids' shots. So,
let me jump in here for a second. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You said something really key. If more people had been able to see the original Propaganda Exposed docuseries, fewer people would have died from the vaccine. That is absolutely true. However, to your credit, there are people walking around alive today because of your docuseries. So, you know, don't forget to give yourself credit for the lives that you've helped save. Not that you reached out and saved their lives. I mean, the individuals decided to save their own lives, but they did so because of the information that you provided, that we helped promote, that other affiliates helped promote as well. I mean, the truth saved lives. End of story. And you both deserve tremendous credit for doing that.
Well, Mike, we just thank you so much. Because you've always stood with us, and together we are reaching so many people. And thank you for that reminder. You know, when we released that last film, Propaganda Exposed, the first time, and it was so severely censored, and we were being attacked, maligned, persecuted. One of our followers reached out to us on our personal Facebook page and said that they had the film that they had purchased in their private area of their Google Drive. And we know that Google, they say they own everything that we use on their platforms. And so she said they removed it. And I said, well, let me see a screenshot. And so she posted a screenshot of it. And there's literally a warning to her from Google that says they had removed, I think in this case, episode 5, Big Pharmacide is what that episode was called. And they said that the content broke Google content policy, so they had to take it. Well, this was in her private space. She wasn't putting it out into the public through Google platform, but they went and took it. And that's what the listener of this special program needs to understand, that as we produce this life-saving, life-giving content, we have Google and Twitter and other platforms that are systematically taking it from the users. So they're targeting us because we're in the tip of the spear, Mike, with this information. And so basically this information, this film, it could make the difference between life and death. And they know this.
Well, and I mean, first of all, just that's digital book burning, what you just described. And that's exactly what they did. So someone has your episode files on a Google Drive. Google scours all the files, reads your private files, and then decides to remove them because they don't like the narrative of some speaker in the video file that's on the Google storage cloud. That's just, I mean, that is beyond Orwellian. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
100%. 100%. And, you know, we've all been censored for so long. And so we have to get creative. How do we reach these people? Because God has put in our hearts from the time where we lost mom. And, you know, the story, we lost so many different family members. But when we lost mom, we knew that we were on this earth to help fight propaganda and censorship and get the information that does save lives to every human being breathing on planet Earth. And we still have billions to reach. We have reached millions by God's grace. But if it weren't for this grid, we'd reach them. And thank you, Mike, for having us on and always helping us to reach more and more people with this message, which really does save lives. And I don't think we left any stone unturned. And as Ty said, there is more information. As you know, just recently, the emails were released when Facebook was talking to the White House, talking to HHS, talking to the different government agencies, specifically about us, among other things, on how they were going to hide the disinformation members' content. And they were bragging about how each one of us had lost one of our big tech platforms where we communicate with the world. And the ones that were left, they said that we didn't break enough of their rules to justify taking us down. So they expanded their rules so that we would more than likely break them. And in the meantime, they would hide our content, basically shadow banning. They're talking on regular meetings weekly to the White House. And when they took us down on YouTube, as an example, July 20th, 2021, Biden, hologram Biden's walking around calling us killers. And on that same day, YouTube took us down. And back then I was crying foul. They have colluded with the government. This is evidently and clearly they're working together. And people said, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Now we're reading their emails. And what I said then was true. And it's validated right now.
Well, yeah. Well, the proof of that has come out in FOIA requests and lawsuits, by the way. One of them, I think, filed by Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Schmidt, I believe is his name, involved in that lawsuit. So a lot has come out. But along those lines, what else that comes to your mind as things that were proven right or that you were proven correct on since May, since the original launch? Because a lot has happened, including new information about the laboratory origins of the virus, and also the excess mortality associated with these injections, which I dare not even call vaccines because they're not vaccines. Right. They're depopulation genocide shots. And the truth has come out. You've got other people, you know, Ed Dowd, for example, coming out, going public. You've got so many people coming out. You've got even people apologizing for pushing the vaccines. And
yes,
some of them are dead, so they can't apologize at this point. But if they could, they would. But talk to us about how much has come out that verifies what was in the original release of Propaganda Exposed.
I can share a few points, and I'm sure Ty's got additional points on top of this. Just to mention a few, we see that Pfizer has come out and admitted to the fact that they never said or approved or even thought that these shots would stop transmission. They basically right. admitted that they were not safe or effective, but we just have to follow the science. They literally said that. And so that doesn't even make sense when you think about that. And then
that
we have
this
gal
who said we didn't have time because we had to move at the speed yeah. of science.
I'm right.
Like, what? What does that mean?
That is insanity. And yeah, that's happened. And then we've got the head of the CDC had to backtrack almost everything that they've said. So they've unraveled their COVID lockdowns and social distancing. Masking didn't matter whether you were vaccinated or not. And the transmission and the spread of the disease, it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. Everybody's on the same level playing field. We have been saying this the entire time, and we were deplatformed, demonized, we were doxxed, threatened. CNN lied so bad about us that our lives were threatened on all of our social media platforms that they showed on that hit against oh, yeah. us. And they said that the people that didn't know us that believed these lies, they felt justified in coming and saying that we deserved to be burned in hell. We needed to be killed. Our families needed to be eradicated from the face of the earth. Things like this that we endured. But now the CDC is saying exactly all of those things that we've been saying this whole time. So yeah. a lot has happened. I mean, they've had to roll back everything they're saying, but there's no consequence. Where is the consequence? So you talk about lawsuits. We're preparing to also file because we have the smoking gun in these emails and we're waiting for the Fauci emails. That's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're waiting to file some lawsuits in the state of Texas as well as that law is working its way through the court system. But Ty, what do you want to add to this about things that have happened since May that affect the world that are covered in this docuseries? Because it's about a lot more than just vaccines too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. A lot more than just vaccines, but you know, everything Charlene just mentioned, like pretty much the whole position of the government on COVID, the vaccines, transmission, the shots, the PCR test. I mean, they flip-flopped on everything and everything. Basically they've changed positions since May and they're like, it doesn't really matter if you have a vaccine anymore. They're not working. Don't need a social distance. Don't need a mask. I mean, they changed on everything. But outside of COVID, a lot of things are going on, especially with this transgenderism that's being pushed, which is some of the biggest propaganda that you're ever going to see. And it's really been pushed in our faces these last couple of months with these drag queen strip shows and all this trans stuff being pushed on the kids. That's something that wasn't included in the first release of Propaganda Exposed. This is Propaganda Exposed Uncensored. We've added the uncensored to it due to the fact of all of the censorship that went on to us by the White House and so forth.
Oh, but yeah. Are you covering the transgenderism in the new episode?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was about to mention. Yeah, I did an interview with Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is just a brilliant, you know, he's like, hey, you're not a NASA scientist or a brain surgeon, are you? Yeah, Russell Blaylock's a brain surgeon. So he is brilliant. And one of the things that Dr. Blaylock went over was the way that what's happening here mirrors what happened with the Bolshevik Revolution, which mirrors what happened with the French Revolution, the way that they, the aristocrats caused division within the people. They blurred the lines between the sexes. They attempted to take control of the children from the parents in order to push that country into dictatorial communism or socialism. That's exactly what's going on here.
Yes.
And in this transgenderism is a big part of that playbook to blur the lines between the sexes, which is one of the things they do in a communist manifesto. People should actually read the Communist Manifesto. And if you look at some of the things that the steps that are involved with pushing communism on a country, we're way on down that list.
Yeah, that's right. Let me just remind people too, if you want to watch the trailer for this, you got to see the trailer. You'll see some of the people involved, many people, many amazing individuals who have knowledge on all these subjects, go to thetruthaboutcancer.us. You can watch the trailer there and you can register to watch the entire series for free. Now, there's also, this is being promoted through an affiliate structure among different people, because there's an option for people to buy the downloads, but it's optional. And as perhaps our audience knows, we were the number one affiliate last time this was released, and we pledged 100% of our affiliate revenues to donate to health freedom groups all across the internet. And we earned, I believe, $50,000. And then we publicly donated all that, listed all the donations. We donated to, you know, State of the Nation, SGT Report, Andy Wakefield's mm-hmm. film company, Sherry Tenpenny, Thomas Renz, a bunch of groups. And that's how we did this last time. So we just, when people choose to buy something, we just help support health freedom. So now, Ty and Charlene, here we are. We haven't even talked about this. I want to be your number one affiliate again. And now I got to figure out, well, who am I going to donate all this to this time?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good problem to have, right?
Mike, wow. That is so generous. I mean, Mike, seriously, I just have to say this. You are the most generous, kind, good person that I know. I mean, talking to my children today about the day and, you know, talking about and anticipating this interview, just getting to talk to you is such a blessing. You're our brother and we love you. But you are always giving, you're always working, and you're always doing good things. When they knocked you out, and they knocked you out first, we stand on your shoulders in many respects. You just went out and built platforms, and now everybody's using them and benefiting by them. And you refuse to censor. You operate not on popularity, but principle. And this is just another proof of that. Your generosity exceeds anybody that I know. And all the people that you have given to, they've all reached out to me. In fact, I just got an email the other day from SGT and said that, you know, his two favorite people are basically us and you. He's so appreciative of you and what you've done for him. And he is. He's great. And so are the other people that you've helped. And thank you.
Well, that's Sean. And we made a donation to him last time. But mm-hmm. I have an idea. This is just spontaneous. But after Hurricane Ian, I reached out to try to find some ministries that would provide food through food banks and food donations, even to institutions and, you know, soup kitchens and so on in Florida. And I met a minister who runs an organization called Harvest Time. And he said he can accept commercial shipments of pallets of food, including food packaged for individuals or food that's packaged for, you know, kitchens or commercial or nursing homes, hospitals, things like that. And so what I want to do here, this is my official announcement, whatever earnings we happen to make off of this, we're going to donate it in the form of food to hungry Americans, not just in Florida, but other places as well, because people are facing famine and starvation. So this time, folks, it's food. We're going to buy food. We're going to donate food through that ministry and others, and we're going to do it all publicly with transparency. So that's what we're going to do this time. I just decided that. So there we go.
I love it. I think that's a great thing to do, Mike, and a great it's a great direction to head, because we are potentially facing famine. I think that's really awesome.
Oh, did you see what 1 in 5 Americans is already skipping meals because they can't afford the meals? And that includes younger Americans as well. So, you know, folks, I'm speaking to the listener here. Ty and Charlene Bollinger work so hard to tell the truth, and they endure incredible attacks to bring you this information. And you can watch this information for free. You can learn all this for free. You can tell your friends about it for free. The website is thetruthaboutcancer.us. If you choose to buy the downloads, I think they've even got some crazy special. You can buy DVDs, like buy one, get five free. Or you can buy thumb
DVDs
drives.
DVDs,
right?
Or thumb drives. Buy one, get five free. Yeah.
Exactly. So whatever money you spend on this, it's going to go to help support Ty and Charlene's production efforts and to help feed some hungry people in this country, to hopefully try to quell some of the uprisings that happen when people are starving to death. So there's no downside here. Everybody learns, everybody benefits, everybody prospers the more people learn about this. So thank you, Ty and Charlene, for putting this together.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And I got to echo what Charlene said. You are very generous, man. We really love you for that. And, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed at is the fact that you weren't in the Disinfo Dozen. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Mike's not in the Disinfo Dozen?
They knocked him out first, honey. That's the thing. He knocked him out first.
He was already knocked out.
No, although he knocked them out harder.
What happened, just for clarity, they knocked me off all the platforms long ago. So that Disinformation Dozen list was specifically designed to pressure big tech to deplatform people.
Right.
So since I was already deplatformed and I'd built my own platform, which is what people are hearing this on, Brighteon, they didn't list me as a Disinformation Dozen.
but a disinfo, based upon their terminology, what disinfo is, which is basically telling the truth, it's like leaving Mike Adams off a Disinfo Dozen list would be like leaving Arnold Schwarzenegger off of Bodybuilder's all-time greatest list.
Well, that's why Mike Adams got hit first.
There could have been an asterisk where they said, I'm part of the Disinformation Baker's Dozen.
Because they can't count. Yeah.
Right.
There's one more that goes in here that you're just not allowed to see him. So anyway, we're all in good company. We're all the truth tellers, and that's been proven. So walk us through more of some of the other topics that are covered, because I know you include geoengineering and things like that too.
Yeah, I mean, we in the first eight episodes, we hit a lot of topics like geoengineering, you know, Bill Gates. We hit a little bit of transhumanism, Planned Parenthood, you know, the racial aspect of Planned Parenthood. We went into the Kennedy assassination, the Martin Luther King assassination, 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, we hit all of, I mean, because look, HIV, it's all propaganda. Right? It's all lies. HIV, mm-hmm. Fauci's association with AIDS.
90s, 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing's changed. I mean, the COVID is the same as HIV AIDS. I mean, the playbook was the same. You scare people, you get them to take drugs, it'll cause them to get sicker. But we covered a lot of that in the first ones. One of the things we covered in the first episode that I think is fundamental for people to understand is that in 2012, Obama, with the passage of the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, legalized propaganda in the United States. So the media and the government can now lie to us, and it's not illegal anymore. Before 2012, they still lied to us, but it was illegal still. They were breaking the law because the 1948 Smith-Mundt Act made it illegal to spread propaganda to the American people. That you could only spread propaganda to other countries, but not to Americans.
Right.
And by repealing that in the NDAA of 2012, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act made it legal now for them to lie to us and propagandize us. So that's fundamental in understanding how they can get away with this, because almost everything that they tell us is a lie, but it's not illegal anymore. Yeah. They can lie to us.
And you know what, Mike, you bring it into the modern day, like what Ty's saying with the legalization of propaganda. Well, with us personally, it hit us personally hard seven times over when we lost our dear family members because of propaganda and because of censorship. So these COVID years have been so crazy. Over the top, things we never thought could ever be possible are happening. The fact that they were able to mask up the globe like they did and get people to social distance, and then when you didn't have a mask on, these people they were weaponized. They were like little sticks of dynamite just exploding all over anybody that wasn't lockstep with them and the official, you have to do this story. So that happened. They were able to do that by censoring us, by taking the content that was true down, by demonizing hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and all those other therapies. The immune system is now conspiracy theory. Detoxification is conspiracy theory, according to them. So they've lied to us. They've hidden the truth. And so something we never saw coming, they were able to globalize the lie and the story and get everybody to believe them and to live in fear, which is their biggest tool in the toolbox that they have against us to control us. And that's all been propaganda. And the word propaganda, in fact, is such a hot topic that they do not want to touch. They do not want to admit, because that's how they've been able to dupe all of us into, well, not us, but most people into this paradigm that we're in today, is by feeding us propaganda. And so as we released the first one, my publicist was trying to get us mainstream media like Fox and everything else. And they never let us get on these big stations because we tell the truth and they're funded by Pfizer and so forth. So now they're talking about vaccines, when 2 years ago when we were talking about it, they wouldn't talk about it. Same thing with propaganda. Same thing with no, they won't talk about propaganda on these because they're propaganda machines. This is the biggest problem we have, and that's why we're covering it, and that's why people need to understand all the different components that go into propaganda, how it works so that they can break free and break their loved ones free from this tool that's just an iron gate around our necks.
Yeah, well, what I've come to see, especially through this whole COVID, you know, scamdemic, I'll call it, is that the typical person who has not been clued in with independent media or alternative media, everything they think is a lie. Everything they believe is false. Like literally everything. Everything about science, medicine, money, history, elections, even events, and even what they think about people. It's all lies. It's completely false. And it's not as if you can go to them and try to correct one thing they have wrong, because their entire paradigm is a delusional fairy tale. It's a construct of lies. It's like living in the matrix of lies. And it's hard to pull people out of that. Although I should say that a lot of people dying from vaccines, sadly, has in fact ruptured the matrix for a lot of people, and has caused them to escape because their family members, spouses, children, or parents died. And that caused them to start questioning things. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, and you're right. There's a quote in here. We do cover Operation Mockingbird and in this episode, which is really important. And looking back on it, I can't believe that I didn't cover it in the first 8 episodes, but it got away, but it's included in 9. And Operation Mockingbird is where the CIA and other government agencies basically tell the media how to lie to the people. And we got footage, you know, from the mid-70s with the church committee. And they admit they've got operatives in media and they've got operatives in Hollywood, and they pretty much tell us what to think. And there was a quote by one of the CIA directors that says, "We'll know our work is done when everything the American people believe is a lie."
Exactly. And
that's
and
a quote
there.
From a CIA director.
Right. They've achieved it. Well, tell us what day, if people register now at thetruthaboutcancer.us, what day can they start watching episode 1?
November 9th. Episode 1 will air at 9 Eastern on November 9th, and will air the one episode every day for 24 hours every day thereafter for the next 9 days. So you'll have 24 hours to watch it.
So wherever you are in the world, you can click in and watch the film at your convenience, and we'll roll out one episode per day. And when you go to the trailer page and sign up, we encourage you not only to sign up for the email, but also text too, because sometimes emails can be compromised. If you're on our texting list, we'll deliver the link right to you so you can click it and watch it on your phone or your device.
Oh, yeah. And I would also encourage people, don't sign up using Gmail or Hotmail. You should use, because Gmail, by the way, is censoring campaign emails from conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So use something different like a Proton Mail or some other, you know, more independent mail service.
Yeah, yes. And it's interesting, too, that the rules only apply if you're a liberal. But if you're conservative, they don't apply. Look at the way that Kanye West is being destroyed. But if he were a liberal, they wouldn't care about the things that he said. But since he's a conservative, he gets destroyed. So
we all know men can have babies.
Yeah, the rules only go one way.
Yeah, and they can chest feed.
Yeah, did you see that, Mike? That's one of the things that we've covered is that the American Academy of Pediatrics now calls it chest feeding, and they talk about father's milk.
It's crazy.
Did you see that?
No,
it's insane.
I've seen that. It's totally insane. The AAP is one of the offenders, but it's also the AMA, as you
AMA
know,
as well
is out there teaching their doctors that like you know women have male genitalia. Or that men can get pregnant. How do you teach biology everything you say is a lie?
How did we get here where, how can you look yourself in the mirror and say something like that? There's something called chromosomes, XX and XY. Maybe you should go back and study that.
You know, it's so crazy, and I'm sorry for being so blunt about this, but one of these days, there's going to be a doctor that comes out of medical school, goes through residency, starts seeing patients, and after a couple of months is so shocked, says, "I can't believe it, but every male patient I've seen has a penis." Because that's not what we were taught in medical school.
That's not what we were taught.
Should be half and half, you know? Like, something's odd here.
Yep.
It's just insane. Insanity. I mean, I don't get it.
That's one of the things that we try to do with Propaganda Exposed Uncensored is try to share a little bit of humor amongst all of the heavy stuff and just kind of share the absurdity of some of this, you know, to kind of make people laugh a little bit in the middle of, you know, being hit with a bunch of the reality of what's going on.
Yeah.
So we tried to sprinkle that in, and I think that, that people will appreciate some of the humor. There's a lot of what I said when I was very direct towards certain people and got a little angry in episode 9. A lot of that's remaining on the cutting room floor because we're trying to maintain more of a neutral position and just share the facts. But there were some things that I wish I would have said, but I didn't. I can't in good conscience put them in there.
Oh, now you make me want to find what was cut.
I'll share it with you off the air.
We'll send you the special cuts.
I want to get the good stuff, you know?
I'll share it with you off the air.
How about the uncensored version of Propaganda?
That's right. But...
exactly. The real uncensored.
Now, here's something that was funny after you launched the original series, I guess that was in May, is that immediately there were some people that were trying to cross post your episodes onto Brighteon and other platforms. And of course, just because that's your intellectual property, you know, we took those down because that's your property and, you know, it's your documentary and so on. But it was interesting that there was a lot of excitement about what you're putting out. Some people just wanted to post it everywhere. Awesome. You know, for free on different platforms and so on. Of course, we respect your work and what you do, so we just direct people to go to you and get it from you. But it's interesting that kind of organic demand was there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah, and it shows that people are waking up.
Yeah,
that's it.
They just want to know the truth, Mike, and we just want to give them the truth. And we want our country to be free, not only for this generation, but for our children and generations to come. And like Ronald Reagan said, we are only one generation from losing our freedom, and every generation must fight. And we're seeing things that I don't think the world has ever seen. The crazy breakout right now is absurd. And so this film is really critical watching. Everybody listening needs to watch it and needs to share it. And if we collectively get this film out into the masses, into the multi-millions, we can stop them in their tracks. And that's our goal.
Exactly. Well said. Yeah. Okay, let me go through it one more time for everybody listening. You go register at thetruthaboutcancer.us. You register for free. You can watch the entire series for free beginning November 9th. And that's episode 1. And then there are 9 total episodes. And the 9th one is the new one, but the other ones have been augmented as well. If you choose, you can purchase electronic downloads of the entire series, or DVDs or thumb drives with the files on them. And you buy one, you get 5 free. And if you make that purchase, we would earn an affiliate fee, but we're donating that affiliate fee to food through ministries like Harvest Time and whoever else we find to feed hungry Americans as we're facing the famine that the very critics who called you conspiracy theories say isn't happening. But it is happening. The fact we have to feed Americans is proof that your docuseries has been accurate. I mean, it's... How crazy is this?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things that we cover in the brand new 9th episode is the destruction of the food facilities and the impending collapse of the food supply. So that's something else that's something that's been happening these last few months that wasn't in the first one. And it's becoming accelerated these last couple of months.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I just want to say that this is so exciting that you're going to do that. For the poor people out there that really need help, that you're going to extend that help to them. So the viewer that's listening that opts in after watching it free to go ahead and buy it, we're going to give them five extra sets to give away to help wake up America and to help save this country. And at the same time as they purchase the package and have those free sets to share, they're also going to be feeding the poor and the people that can't get
exactly.
food.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
We're going to feed the poor. I mean, we're going to provide the actual food. So one of the things that I've learned is that it's better to donate food if you have the infrastructure for it, which we do because we handle, you know, millions of pounds of food. If you have the infrastructure, donate food, not money, if your goal is to get food to people. Because if you donate money, some of that money is going to disappear. somewhere in the middle, you know, in the soup kitchen, in the nonprofit, in the salaries, bonuses, what to the nonprofit people, whatever. Like I do not donate to mainstream nonprofits at all. I find ministries, I find smaller groups, I find food banks. We've done that before in Texas. So we're going to like physically ship food because that's how we know it's going to go to people who need it. End of story.
That's and, you know, one of the reasons that we're firm believers in preparing for, you know, for food shortages is that if there's an extreme food shortage, I don't care how much gold you have. Nobody is going to be selling their food
that's
for gold because you can't eat gold.
Well, right. But if you have gold, you can acquire almost anything.
We want both. You want both.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
You do want both. Talk about finance in this? Because there's been a lot that has happened with the Federal Reserve and the interest rates and the near collapse of the pension funds in England and so on. All that's happened.
You know, we don't hit a lot of detail on that, but we do gloss over that a little bit. And then we talk about the CBDC, the central bank digital currency that's coming, and how the leaders of the World Bank are saying that with this new CBDC, they will have the ability to have absolute control over the expenditures of the user. So in other words, you know, you have your carbon credit score. We hit climate change and the carbon scam and all that in episode 9 as well. Very interesting.
Love it.
But they could potentially say, yeah, your carbon footprint is too big. We're turning off your purchases of meat and milk for the next month, because as you know, those cows cause, you know, they fart, and that flatulence causes is over the limit. Right. You've seen in New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
They got the burp tax. They've reintroduced the burp tax on cows, taxing farmer for the methane that they emit when they burp.
Yeah.
But it's very, very feasible that they could say, yeah, your carbon score's too high. You're not able to buy beef or milk for the next month. We're just going to turn that ability off. And they could.
I know. It's incredible. It's all happening as we warned. I mean, the very things that the independent media was called a conspiracy theorist for talking about have all come true. It's right here in your face. That's what's incredible. I mean, gosh, we're owed a major apology by mainstream media. The problem is mainstream media. I mean, a lot of the people who kept taking those jabs, they're dead now. They're never going to apologize because they're not even living. And the ones that still are alive, they're still brainwashed. So whatever.
Yeah. And that is so, that's the saddest thing is Charlene and I are both on this Telegram channel called Died Suddenly. And every day I get, you know, dozens and dozens of screen caps of people that just died in their sleep. They die. And we're not talking about 85-year-olds. We're talking about 13-year-olds and 18-year-olds and 7 and 22-year-olds that just died suddenly. And they don't know the cause of death. And all of them, They'll couple that with a picture from a Facebook or a social media post of when they got vaccinated for COVID.
Yeah,
and then you see they're dead now.
And not all of them are dying in their sleep. They're dropping dead in front of cameras or news shows. They're literally, I've seen so many dropping dead, and some of them, it's so bizarre, Mike. I think you've seen them, but some of these people that are dying, they're looking up and they're terrorized as if they're seeing some kind of demon, and then they drop dead. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I
don't know what that is, but it's commonly happening. And then we've got the pictures of the people dropping and going under the train. I'm sure you've seen that. That's unbelievable.
Like, whoa, so what just
it's,
happened?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. In supermarkets and they're playing sports. I mean, they're dropping dead everywhere. And because this is a digital age and everybody's got cameras, we're seeing a lot of the footage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody survives after falling in that gap between the train and the... You know what I mean? You go down that
gap. And I've seen more than one person die like
scary.
That.
Yeah.
that's the threshold of no return right there. You cross that line, it's over.
I guess so.
Yeah,
wow.
I think that's about it. That's about it.
All
but
right.
it's sad to see these cardiac events and these strokes that are happening in people that should not be, they shouldn't be happening in people that are 22 years old.
Yeah,
or
no
babies.
Kidding.
No, babies having heart attacks.
Or babies even, yeah, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when we all go before God, God can never say about you two that you didn't do enough. Oh, you just sat back and you didn't do anything and you just went with the flow. No, you did everything you could to warn as many people as possible. And that's what I'm doing. That's what our listeners are doing as well. So that's to your credit. And this project here is a result of that effort. You are saving lives. You are doing what is right. You are doing what is ethical, moral, spiritual, in alignment with God's principles. No matter what the demons of our modern times say, you are doing what is right. And if humanity is to survive, we all need to do exactly that. So thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Mike.
You too, brother. You keep up the good work. You're doing noble work, and we're thrilled to be on the team with you, brother.
Well, absolutely. I'm thrilled to help publicize your work. Folks, the website again is thetruthaboutcancer.us. If you choose to purchase the downloads, you can help make us a number one affiliate again. Not that it matters to us in terms of ego, but that will raise money for hungry people in America. We'll post all the donations when that day comes for full transparency. Everybody can confirm who we've donated to, who we ship food to, and so on. But number one, most important thing is get registered to watch this program for free. Again, thetruthaboutcancer.us. So thank you both for joining me today, and thank all of you for listening. It's been a real honor to speak with you again about this.
Thanks, Mike. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless.
Okay, thank you both. All right, folks, that was Ty and Charlene Bollinger from, of course, The Truth About Cancer and Propaganda Exposed. Feel free to repost this interview if you'd like. And you can find more interviews on my platform, Brighteon.com. In fact, I want to talk to Ty and Charlene again about this after the launch and after the election, but we'll save that for a later date. Anyway, check out more videos at Brighteon.com, and God bless you all. Take care.